want matches and candles.
Marcia Pilotto and her daughter Joyce are on a tight budget. Right now, they can only afford to spend $30 on groceries. They're only buying basics the family can't do without. But the price of some essential goods in Zimbabwe have gone up again. That means they're taking home less this month than they did the last.
There is nothing we can do. Things are just too expensive. We try and stretch the little money we have so we can buy more, but it's never enough.
The inflation rate is now more than 260%. Unemployment is high. Many people with jobs have to supplement their income by earning cash elsewhere.
Rising prices and a weak currency mean more and more people are being pushed into the informal trade sector, including street vending, to make ends meet, selling anything from second-hand clothes to groceries.
Zimbabwe's current economic problems aren't as bad as they were in the early 2000s. Then hyperinflation reached record levels and the local currency had no value and was completely abandoned. The Zimbabwe dollar was reintroduced in 2019, but some economists say things aren't looking good.
The modicum of stability we're experiencing at the moment, the million-dollar question is, to what extent can you sustain that level of stability?
For Masia and Joyce, Zimbabwe's economy isn't turning around fast enough. The groceries they bought have to last them at least a month. And they're not sure they will, just like they're not sure about their country's economic future. Haru Mutasa, Al Jazeera, Harare.